One item that's not high on NATO's agenda is Afghanistan's war on drugs. Efforts to eradicate poppy production have largely failed. A report out today by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime and the World Bank says those attempts have only managed to push control of the drug trade to a few powerful traffickers, some of them with political connections. William Byrd co-edited the report. He joins us now from Kabul, Afghanistan. Mr. Byrd, good morning.
Good morning.
So who does your report find is controlling poppy production today in Afghanistan?
The report finds that there's a pyramid of traffickers with at the top some 25 to 30 key traffickers, mostly based in the south of Afghanistan, who have very strong political connections with top leaders in government and out, and who facilitate and oversee flows of drugs.
And they're described as organized crime, a mafia-like.
Yeah, it's not really the stereotyped version of a mafia. Especially at lower levels, it's still a lot more open and almost like a free market. But there is definite signs that over the last few years, the consolidation has occurred in the drug industry around fewer powerful and politically connected actors at the top.
Well, that whole question of political connection and being protected by those high up, how high up? Who are the political people that these drug traffickers are connected to?
Well, let me emphasize right up front that this is research and analysis, and it's intended to understand the way the drug industry works on the ground and come up with recommendations for policy. So naming names and investigation and prosecution, et cetera, is not at all part of this work. What seems to have happened, though, is that during the process of political normalization, some agencies have become more reformed and others remain less reformed. And as one chapter in the report argues, the Ministry of Interior has become a nexus for some of these connections.
And the Ministry of Interior is the police.
Well, what's important to remember is that the new Afghan National Army has achieved a good bit of progress, and the Ministry of Defense was reformed. Those kinds of reforms and improvements have not yet occurred in the Ministry of Interior and Police. So it's certainly an imbalance there, and I think what's happened with the drug industry reflects that.
Well, as you say, this report was aimed at trying to figure out solutions. Given the amount of drugs being produced and at this moment how pervasive it is in Afghanistan, what would be a short list of solutions that would be proposed?
Well, first, let's remember it's only around 4% of the agricultural land area in Afghanistan. So by that definition, it's not actually a major crop, and the vast majority of Afghans are not involved in the drug industry. I think this gives ground for hope. But clearly, some of the recommendations of the report are on focusing law enforcement efforts against the larger traffickers and their sponsors inside and outside of government. That's certainly one recommendation. Reform of the Ministry of Interior so that it can catch up and make up for the lack of reform earlier. In terms of eradication, there's some rather specific lessons that eradication efforts against farmers may work reasonably well in the better-off areas, which already have land and water resources and can make do even without opium. They can backfire, or they're certainly not sustainable, or may inadvertently harm the poor in the much more remote and poor areas that don't have easy alternatives in terms of livelihoods.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
William Byrd is an economic advisor to the World Bank South Asia region. He co-edited a study on the drug trade in Afghanistan.